This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser will have an update this morning on the investigation into the death of Elijah McClain. A press conference is scheduled for 10 o'clock. McClain died in 2019 after he was stopped by police in Aurora, who tried to arrest him while he was walking home. Paramedics injected McClain with the sedative ketamine. McClain fell into a coma and died a few days later. The price of gas will stay high for another few weeks. Hurricane Ida slowed oil production and transport that inflated prices across parts of the country temporarily, AAA spokesman Skylar McKinley.
I would expect that while gas will not be as cheap as it was in 2020, it will be noticeably cheaper for most Coloradans in mid-September than it was in mid-August.
Winter driving rules take effect today in Colorado's high country. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The state's traction law is now in effect between Morrison and Dotsero on Interstate 70. If you have four-wheel or all-wheel drive, make sure your tires have at least 3/16 of an inch of tread left. If you have a two-wheel drive vehicle, you'll need either all-weather or winter tires. Or you can put a set of chains in the trunk. Fines for violating the law can reach $500. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Heavy rain could be a problem today for parts of the high country. There are flash flood watches for Vail and Aspen and Glenwood Springs, close to Glenwood Canyon, where mudslides have closed Interstate 70 off and on through this past summer. The chance for thunderstorms around metro Denver and highs today near 90. This is CPR News.